Mark, congratulations. How does it feel?
Feels really good. Feels great to come back to Finn Valley today and get the reception that I got. It's been amazing.
Yeah. How did it compare 2014 and 2022? You know, you won the bronze in both.
Yeah, it's the initial relief after both championships was the initial emotion after both championships was relief, and so the joy took over then, and it's been a hell of a ride so far.
Yeah, and obviously 8 years in between, obviously, you know, what kept you going?
Just wanting to get the best out of myself. I was able to look at some old races where I performed quite well. One of them was the 500 metre race against David Rudish in 2016 after the Olympics, and that gave me great hope for what I knew I could do, so I just kept plugging away and trying to be as consistent as I could with the training, and I got the reward first.
Yeah, and obviously combining that with studying for to be a doctor and studying medicine obviously was pretty tough, I imagine, and pretty time consuming and pretty demanding.
Yeah, it was time consuming and demanding, and I was just saying that being able to go up and down the country was made a lot easier by the MCR group who supplied me with the diesel card and allowed me to do that, and that helped a lot. But yes, it was difficult to combine the two of them, and thanks very much to
You ever consider maybe taking a time out from your studies and concentrating on the athletics?
I did consider it, yeah, so I'll need to make some decisions around that over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, but even during that, but in the interim between 2014 and 2022,
Well, the thing was, in 2021 I actually ran a national record. It was the best I'd ever ran in my life, and I was working full time. So that's just something I will need to consider as well, even going forward, you know, that I seem to run my best and I have something else to do, especially in the winter months.
Yeah.
When you can get quite lonely as an athlete.
Because athletics is very much on your own, aren't you, for a lot of the time?
Yeah, you're on your own for a lot of it, going away to camps. And it can be a lonely lifestyle if that's all that you have going on in your life.
Yeah, and that's all really you can with your studying and athletics. You can't have time for much more.
Yes, it's difficult to fit much more in, all right.
Yeah. What does it take to do all that and to give that level of commitment? What's it within you that drives you to do that?
Well, that's it. Trying to explore my talent as much as I can, because I know I have a talent in athletics and I'm trying to get the most out of it. That keeps me going in athletics.
Yeah, and obviously, what's next?
So I have a race in Ravaretta Whitley next Tuesday, and then I'll take a short recovery and then get back training for the World Championships in 2023.
Yeah. Talk to me about the final this year. What was going through your head? Obviously, we listened to Patsy McGonigal on the radio and in the papers, very confident that you were doing well. He had been in contact with you constantly while you were in Munich. You know, he felt you were going well, but in your own mind, what was going through your head, say, when you went into the final?
Yeah, I had a plan for the final in terms of tactics. And I suppose coming up to a championship, that's maybe the most important part of the preparation, is getting those tactics right. So the plan was to follow Garcia around whenever he took the lead, and that actually turned out...
He was the hair.
Yeah, so maybe the first time in my career I've actually got my tactics bang on, and the race turned out the way I expected it to.
Yeah.
So it's a nice feeling.
Yeah, because, you know, you have run faster than you've run... you know, in the final, so it's not about speed altogether, is it? It's about, you know, plans and how your tactics, as much as anything else.
Yeah, the 800 metres, it's a complex event, and some people don't like it for that, but I love it for that reason. And so you need your speed, you need your endurance, you need your tactical planning, and there's lots of components within those as well, so it's an interesting game, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Talk to me about support. Obviously, a lot of support from the family, a lot of support from the clubs, a lot of support from a lot of people.
Yeah, and when I arrived back in the Gleabetter Kenny last night, there was great support there for me. The Residents Association came out and they were there with the megaphone, and it was brilliant to even hear people speak and to hear what it meant to everyone there. And then to come here tonight and to hear, you know, Chris, Patsy and everyone speak about what it meant to them as well. So it's... brilliant.
Do you be aware of that when you're away, when you're running, or is that something you leave aside? Or,
well, I think I'm more focused on the race that's upcoming, and I just focus on that at the time.
Yeah, so obviously qualified as a doctor as well, as we said, studied for medicine, qualified a doctor, full-time doctor for the last 2 years. Obviously, I think you were in Galway, were you, and going to Dublin for training?
Yeah, so I finished up in Galway at the start of June, and as you said there, it was difficult getting up and down to Dublin to train with my coach Phelan Kelly. So a lot of the work was done on my own, especially throughout the middle of the week, and it was a little bit more difficult than I would have liked.
Yeah. Phelan Kelly came back to you. You had worked with him before.
Yeah, so Phelan Kelly was my training partner in 2014 when I went to the Europeans. He went out to Salzburg with me for a pre-camp, and this time around he was my coach, so it's a story
so
from that point.
You're going to stick with him, so...
I will.
So, Paris?
Yeah.
Is that on the...
I think the aim for the future for me is to just get into the best shape that I know I can get into, and the competitions then will come to me. But ultimately, it's about being able to produce the best version of myself.
Yeah. And tell me, what's the plan for the next couple of weeks? Rest and resistance and mum's cooking?
Well, after the race in Italy, it will be.
Yeah. And Letterkenny Gaels are going well in the championship. Maybe you go back and give them a hand. I think they could do with a few speedy wingers.
I heard that, all right.
Because that's where it all started.
Yeah, but I don't think it will be the best news story if I came away with an injury.
Look, thanks again, Mark, and the best of luck and congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.